He left off on Zion al-Bayz, about two-thirds of the way down, a little more than halfway down. Right opposite the diagram in Rashi, on Zion al-Bayz. And this is a new beginning, a new topic here. Tana Chada. It's right opposite that first diagram in Rashi, Tana Chada. The Gemara says, Tana Chada, we learned in one Braisa, Hamevi get bespina, kamevi be'eret Yisrael. If one brings a get in a boat, meaning, I guess, the get is written on a boat, Rashi explains. It says, if the get was written in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, there's no need to say, b'fananechtav. Rashi explains, the assumption of the Gemara currently is, that we're talking about a boat that's sailing on a river in Eretz Yisrael. The get is written there, on that boat, on a river in Eretz Yisrael. It's just as if you were to get on land in Eretz Yisrael. No need to say, b'fananechtav and b'fananechtav. The Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braisa, Kamevi b'chutzlaretz, that if you write a get on a boat, on a river, in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you're writing it in chutzlaretz, and you must say, b'fananechtav, b'fananechtav. So which one is it? Is it like chutzlaretz or like Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah answers, Lo kash, it's not difficult. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbanon. One Braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, one Braisa follows the opinion of the Rabbanon. What machlokas is there between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon that would have application to this question of a get written on a river, on a boat, on a river, whether you say b'fana nechtav or not? The Gemara says, Ditanan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. And this is a Mishnah that's not speaking about get, but rather, as we'll see, about Trumos and Maestros and Shemitah. And the Mishnah says, Afar chutz la'aretz, haba b'sfina la'aretz. If you have soil from chutz la'aretz that is transported on a boat into Eretz Yisrael, Chayav ben Maisur b'Shvius. According to the Chachamim, once this soil from Chutz La'aretz is brought into Eretz Yisrael, it is now subject to the laws of Maisur and Shemitah. Okay, that would seem to indicate, like the first Braisa, that if you write a get on a boat in Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say b'fana nechtav and b'fana nechtav. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amasai, when is that true? That dirt, that soil that comes from Chutz La'aretz on a boat in Eretz Yisrael is subject to laws of Trumas and Maestros. Bizman Shasfino Gosheshes. Only when the boat is scraping against the riverbed, the soil on the bottom of the river. Then it's considered like the soil on the boat is part of Eretz Yisrael soil. However, if the boat is not scraping against the bottom of the river, potter, then the Chutz La'aretz soil that's on the boat is not subject to laws of Trumas and Maestros, even though the boat is currently within Eretz Yisrael territory. Okay, so this is Rabbi Yirmiyah's answer. So briefly, we had two braisos. One braisa said that a get written on a boat traveling in Eretz Yisrael, on a river in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if it was written in Eretz Yisrael, no need for b'fana nechtav. One braisa says, a get written on a boat, traveling on a river in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if it is in Chutz La'aretz, and you need b'fana nechtav, b'fana nechtav. So Rabbi Yirmiyah answers, one opinion follows the Rabbanan, one opinion follows Rabbi Yehuda. What machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are referring to? Machlokas with regard to Trumos and Maestros and Shemitah. That if one brings soil from Chutz La'aretz on a boat into Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rabbanan, it is treated like it's soil of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore by get as well, you would not say b'fana nechtav, b'fana nechtav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only treated like it's part of Eretz Yisrael if the boat is in contact with the soil on the riverbed. But if the boat is not in contact with the soil on the riverbed, then the soil from Chutz La'aretz on the boat is not, in fact, treated like it is part of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that is Rabbi Yirmiyah's explanation of the machlokas between these two braises. Comes Abaye. Abaye says, Abaye Omar, ha v'ha, Rabbi Yehuda hi. Both braises, with regard to get, whether a boat is considered like it's in Eretz Yisrael or a boat is considered like it's in Chutz La'aretz, both braisos can follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. How so? Below kasha, it's not difficult. When the boat is not scraping the riverbed, so then it's not considered like it's in Eretz Yisrael, and you would say b'fana nechtav and b'fana nechtav. Kan bisman shesfina goshashes, when the boat is scraping the riverbed, then the boat is considered like it's in Eretz Yisrael, and you would not say b'fanai nechtam and b'fanai nechtam. Okay, so again we have two brisos that dispute the question as to when a get is written on a boat that's traveling in an Eretz Yisrael river. Is that like it's in Eretz Yisrael, or is that like it's in Chutz Laretz? And two answers given by the Amoraim, Rabbi Yirmiya and Abaye, that essentially connect this shaila of a get written on a boat to the shaila of soil from Chutz Laretz brought on a boat into Eretz Yisrael with regard to Trumas and Maestros. And there the disagreement between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda is whether we automatically treat the soil in the boat like it's in Eretz Yisrael, or whether we only treat it like Eretz Yisrael if it's scraping against the riverbed. That's the Gemara's connection.
Since they're all tied into Lishma, Bain Lishma, or Rava Rava, is there any way... Would it matter whether you assume the issue of finding Nechtav is the King Lishma or even Sino Kaimo? Here it seems like this distinction the Gemara is making is kind of just irrespective of...
Right. I mean, the Gemara is not going to attribute this machlokas to Rav and Rav at all.
Right.
We're assuming now that everyone holds that we're worried about Kiyum Haget. And I guess the idea is that, you know, here this get is written in Eretz Yisrael, right? So, and the Adam sign it, presumably, on the boat in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're worried about Kiyum Achasimos, where are these Edom from? That should be the critical question here. Right? If you're worried about the Edom not being recognized in terms of their signatures being recognized, so where are these Edom from?
They're from Eretz Yisrael. That's what's going through my mind. Is that was Birav or Lefirav? I would think you should treat this like Eretz Yisrael.
Are they Edom from Eretz Yisrael? They're from Chutz Laretz.
I thought, isn't this talking about a river in Eretz Yisrael?
A boat on a river in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, right, correct. But we don't know where the Edom are from. So let's figure that out. If they're from Chutz Laretz, then what? Then the Chor of why should be treated like Eretz Yisrael according to anybody?
Right, yeah.
No one's going to recognize their signatures. Mm-hmm. There should be a need for Pana Nechtam. If they're from Eretz Yisrael, then I wouldn't be worried about Pana Nechtam, Pana Nechtam, because people recognize signatures. I guess the question then just is the technicality. Even if they're from Eretz Yisrael and people recognize their signatures, but if technically the river is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, then you would still need, as a low plug, to say b'fanenechta. That's some of the pshat here. See, these people are from Eretz Yisrael, but they're on a boat which is on a river, which might technically not be considered Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. So maybe on a technicality, you have to say b'fanenechta. That's why we're discussing, technically, you know, is this boat on a river considered part of Eretz Yisrael or not? That's the part of the pshat. Okay, let's just go through the Gemara, just to get a little bit of a basic, broader background here. The Gemara says the following. Amar Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir says the following. Atitz nakuv hamunach agaba yesedos. Let's say I have a small flower pot with a hole in the bottom of it, which is sitting on top of a stand. Banu lemachlokes, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. The question as to whether this flower pot, or more precisely, that which is growing in the flower pot, is subject to Trumas and Maestros or not, is based on this machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Why? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan disagreed when a boat is on a river in Eretz Yisrael. Is it considered like Eretz Yisrael with regard to the soil in the boat? Or only if it's scraping the riverbed is it considered like Eretz Yisrael? So, says Rabbi Zeira, well, if you have a flower pot with soil and something growing in the flower pot, in Eretz Yisrael, on top of a stand, it's not touching the ground, but it's above the ground, suspended above the ground. So Rabbi Zeira says, this is the same machlokas, Rabbi Huron Rabbanon. Why? If you hold like the Rabbanon that a boat on a river is always considered like it's in Eretz Yisrael, and the soil on the boat is considered like soil of Eretz Yisrael, then this Atzit Nakuv, this flower pot, suspended over the ground, would also be considered like it's part of Eretz Yisrael, and it would be subject to the laws of Trumas and Maestros. But if you follow Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda said only when the boat is touching the ground of the river, the riverbed, then the soil in the boat is considered like soil of Eretz Yisrael, so a suspended flower pot over the ground, which is not touching the ground, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would not be considered like it's part of Eretz Yisrael. and therefore it would not be subject to the halachos of Trumas and Maestros. That is the psak of Rabbi Zeira. So the Gemara says, second last line, Omar Rava says, what do you mean? Dilma Lohi. Maybe that parallel is not accurate. Why? Adkan lo ka'am Rabbi Yehuda hasam. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said with regard to a boat that it has to be touching the ground. Ela b'sfina, only with regard to a boat. Ha'asuya levroach. A boat moves. Since a boat is constantly moving, maybe dafk over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you want the boat to be considered like it's an Eretz Yisrael, it's got to be touching the ground. But a flower pot which does not move, it's stationary. Lo, maybe there Rabbi Yehuda would agree that even if it's suspended above the ground, it would still be considered like Eretz Yisrael because it's not moving anywhere. Inami, or perhaps, says Rava, Adkan lo ka'ami Rabbanon hasam. Maybe the Rabbanon only said that a boat which is not touching the ground is considered like Eretz Yisrael. Ela b'sfina, only by a boat. Delo mafsik avira. There's no break of air in between the ground and the boat. Demaya ki ara smichta damya. The water is viewed as if it's just thicker land. It's considered like an extension of the ground. But by a flower pot, where the flower pot is separated from the ground by open air, maybe then the Rabbanon would agree that it is not considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Zera drew a parallel. Rabbi Zera said that the machlokas of Yehudah and Rabbanon with regard to a boat on a river in Israel, is it considered like it's in Eretz Yisrael or not, should be the same machlokas when it comes to a flower pot suspended over the ground of Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbanon hold a boat on river water is considered like it's in Eretz Yisrael, so the flower pot soil is like it's part of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Yehudah holds the boat over the riverbed, not touching the riverbed, but over the water, is not part of Eretz Yisrael, so Yehudah would hold over here by a flower pot that the flower pot also is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Comes Rava and tries to distinguish. Maybe only by the river the Rabbanan say it's considered part of Eretz Yisrael because the water is like an extension of the ground, but by a flower pot it's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael because there's a break of open air. Or maybe only by the river Rabbi Yehuda said that it needs to be touching the ground to be part of Eretz Yisrael because the boat is always moving. But by a flower pot which is stationary, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that even without touching the ground, since it's stationary, it is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rava essentially is saying that there is no need. There's no parallel that you can draw between the din of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan by a boat with regard to Trumas and Maestros, and with regard to the din of an atzitz nakav of a flower pot with regard to Trumas and Maestros. Whereas Rabbi Zeira equated the two. Okay. Let's look for a moment at the bottom Tosfos here on Zayin Amud Beis. Take a look at that. I mentioned last we're going to do the second last Tosfos, but now that I was preparing the sugi, I think this might be a more basic way to get into the sugi here. Bottom Tosfos on Zayin Amud Beis says the following: Dil Malohi Adkan Lo Ka'am Rabbi Yehuda. That maybe, this was when Rava suggested, a chiluk, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said that a boat has to be touching the soil because the boat is always moving. But perhaps a flower pot, which is stationary, Rabbi Yehuda would agree, is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, even though it is not moving anywhere. Even though it's not touching, since it's not moving anywhere, it's still considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Says Tosus. Kain hu ha'emes. This is how he paskins, says Tosus. The atzitz kemechubar. That a flower pot is in fact considered like it is mechubar, attached to the ground. What's my proof, says Tosus? The perek ha'shaleach ha'minon, the Gemara says in Gittin later on in the fourth perek, ein kosvin prusbol ela al atzitz nakov. When it comes time to writing a prusbol, the din is that when you write a prusbol, Prosbul, which is the document that enables a lender to collect his loan even after the passage of Shemitah. So the Gemara says, in order to write a Prosbul, you can only do so if the loveh, if the borrower, has some properties, has some real estate to his name. And the Gemara says, not only does is he able to write a Prosbul if the borrower has karka, property, but even if all the borrower has is an otzitznakuf, is a punctured flower pot, that's also considered like property with regard to being able to write over a Prosbul. So Tosfos says, what do you see from there? Tosfos says, umukila, the Gemara there says, we're talking about a case, demancha asichi, that the flower pot is put over this stand so that it is directly above the open ground, and there's a hole at the bottom of the flower pot. So what does that indicate? The Gemara seems to be assuming, in HaShaleach, that a punctured flower pot is all the lova needs in order to be able to write a Prosbul for his loan. Apparently why? Why should that be enough? What?
Because it's considered
karka. Right, apparently because you consider that karka. And when the Gemara says you can only write a Prosbul for a borrower who owns land, and if he owns an otzitznakov, that is sufficient. Apparently it's because the Gemara is assuming that the otzitznakov is treated like karka. So Tosfos says, you see from there that an otzitznakov is viewed like it's mechubar lekarka, like it's part of the ground. So Tosfos says that when our Gemara quotes, when Rava says that maybe, although Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon disagree by the boat on the river, they might all agree by the otzitznakov, by the punctured flower pot, which is over the soil. Tosfos says, the maskana is that yes, they'll all agree that it is considered mechubar lekarka. Dafka, a boat which moves, Rabbi Yehuda holds, is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael when it's on a river. But otzitznakov, which is stationary, is considered part of Eretz Yisrael according to everybody. It's considered mechubar lekarka, says Tosfos. That's how Tosfos paskens. Okay? Tosfos then says, V'hadzik amar hacha ad kan lo ka'ami rabbanon. That which Rabbi said over here, that maybe the rabbanon only said that the boat is considered mechubar lekarka ela besfina, only by a boat, because the boat is at least in contact with the water. Mashma, but that implies the ba'atzitz, that by a flower pot where there's plain air underneath it, l'kulei ama lo heve kemuchaber, Rabbanon would agree that it's not considered attached to the ground. T'ichuya ba'amahu, it's a rejected possibility. It's just a means of disproving Rabbi Zeira's parallel. But that's not how we paskin halacha l'maisa. So Tosfos is saying here, the bottom line is the following. Tosfos is saying, here's the maskan Tosfos, that whereas by a boat on a river, there's a machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanan, is the boat on the river considered like it's in Eretz Yisrael or not? By a punctured flower pot, which is suspended over ground, there Tosfos says everybody would hold that it is considered like it is part of the ground, and whatever is in it would be chayiv in trumas and maestros. That's what Tosfos says. Bottom line. Tosfos has one problem, and that's the last line here. Tosfos then says, V'hod de'amar b'Shabbos, perak hamotzi yayin. That which the Gemara says in Shabbos, daf pei aleph from the beis, the Gemara says the following. Hai parfisa demancha a'ara. A flower pot which is initially placed directly on the ground. Va'ancha asichi, and then on Shabbos, you take this flower pot, you pick it up off the ground, and you put it on a stand suspended over the ground. So the Gemara says, Chayav Mishum Tolesh. You're a chayav, you're liable for the isser of detaching something from the ground. That's the Gemara on Shabbos. What does that seem to indicate? You have a flower pot on the ground. You pick it up off the ground on Shabbos, and then you suspend it over the ground from a stand. The Gemara says you chayav for tolish, for uprooting from the ground.
Sounds like it's not good as
night. Oh, so that implies that once it's put on the stand, it's no longer attached to the ground. That's why you violated tolish by removing it off the ground. So that's shver. Tosis just said from our Gemara that the maskana is that an otis nakuv is mechubar lekarka. Why then by Shabbos does the Gemara say that when you pick up the otis nakuv off the ground and put it on a stand, you violate tolish? That's Tosis's kasha. So Tosis is forced to answer, Haina midrabanan, that the only isser there in Shabbos in uprooting an otis nakuv from the ground and putting it on a stand, when the Gemara says you violate tolish, that's not a real issur d'oraisa, because even when it's put on the stand, it's still considered mechub l'karka. Just an issur d'rabbanan, because it looks like tolish, presumably. Or maybe you'll come to violate tolish.
Well, chayiv sounds like
chata. True. So, Enoch Hanami, I guess this is a bit dochuk in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara's Lashon is over there, Shabbos. The Gemara says, let's take a look. Mechayev Mishim Tolish. Mechayev Mishim Tolish.
Couldn't you?
So, the Gemara says Mechayev Mishim Tolish. Hold on one second, Yossi. It says Mechayev Mishim Tolish. And Rashi there in Shabbos says, Li Nira, the high Chayev Lav Dafka. Ella Usser. Mishim the Dummy La Tolish. So, Rashi himself agrees to Tosis and says, no, it's Usser, it's not chayev, which implies deraisa. It's usser only with the bottom because it's like tolish. So Nachlami, Pashas the Gemara's mashma, it's deraisa. Tosis, because of his understanding that an otzit nakav is mechubar lekarka, works with Rashi and Shabbos, it says that's only usser with Ravan. Yeah.
I mean, I would have initially assumed without Tosis answering, I guess without Rashi, that once I'm moving it off the ground and I'm putting it on a stand, while I'm moving it, it's a sense that I'm being tolish it. I mean, I can reestablish the connection by putting it down somewhere else, just like I pick up a flower pot that's in the ground. One pot and put it to another, put it in one spot.
Interesting. How are you saying?
But while I'm moving it, it's not here nor there. So
interesting. You're saying.
I mean, that's how initially. But I mean, clearly the Rashi and Tosfos don't learn that way. But I mean, that's how initially I would have assumed. I'm moving it.
You're saying. Enoch Hanami is mechubar lekarka, like Tosfos says. You're still gonna be chayav tolish. Same way you pick something up from the ground over here and replant it over there. So to here, you pick it up and move it, that's tolish, and then...
Yeah.
But I guess, like Michael's saying, then why not chayav mishim zorei again? Meaning...
You're uprooting in order to replant it.
But the problem is, see, in your case, though, when you pick it up and move something, there, when you pick it up, second, let's think. It's interesting, Savara.
There's no idea of, there can't be Tawisha for this type of, I mean, for a pot that's very snuck of, because it always maintains some connection to the ground.
It seems
kind of strange you'd be walking around and still consider it a little bit of a karka, but I guess maybe Tosis holds that way, and that's why I don't
know. So, what you're touching upon is a very interesting chilek that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik in his Chiddushim points out. He says the following. This might just help, you know, what you're getting at. The Rambam, if you look at the Rambam in the Hilchos Shabbos, Parakhes Halacha Dalid, Rambam there says that the Gemara in Shabbos, which says you chay for tolesh, when you pick up its atzitz nakav off the ground, so Rambam says you chay midaraisa. Unlike Rashi and Tosfos, who say you only chay midarabanan, it's only asim midarabanan. Rambam quotes the Gemara word for word, says that if you have some soil that's sprouting some grass and you lift it up off the ground and you put it, you know, on pegs over the ground, you're chayav mishum tolish, midoraisa. So Rambam clearly holds it's doraisa. So Moshe Levitch says, okay, so what does Rambam do with Tosis's kasha? If Rambam understands that moving an osis nakav off the ground, putting it on a stand, is chayav min ha-Torah, then how come an argument over here the Gemara is saying that according to the Rabbanon, it could be that Atzitz Nakuv is considered Mechubel Karka. So Moshe Soloveitchik has a very basic chilek. Says the following. There's a chilek between Mechubur and Yanika. Mechubur means it's attached to the ground. Yanika means it is deriving nutrients from the ground. It says there are two separate dinim. With regard to the chiv of Trumas and Maestros, which Argamar and Gittin is discussing, and Tosa says that when it comes to Trumas and Maestros, and Atzitz Nakuv is considered like it's the soil of Eretz Yisrael below it, and whatever grows in the flower pot is considered chayav and Trumas and Maestros, that's because it's yonek from the ground. And Atzitz Nakuv that's suspended in the air over the ground is deemed to be yonek. It derives its nutrients through the hole in the bottom of the flower pot from the soil below it, and therefore whatever grows in the flower pot is considered like the soil below it, chayav and Trumas and Maestros, just like the soil below it. That's the din of Yanika. When it comes to Shabbos, however, there we're not concerned with Yanika. There we're concerned with Mechubur Lekarka or Talosh Min HaKarka. So granted, even when you pick up the Atzitz off the ground and put it on pegs, on stand, it's still Yonek Min HaKarka. However, according to the Rambam, it's no longer Mechubur Lekarka. So by drawing that basic distinction between Shabbos and Trumas and Maestros, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says the following pshat. By Shabbos, the Rambam paskins that when you pick the flower pot up off the ground, you violate Tolesh Min HaTorah, because the moment you pick it up off the ground, it's no longer Mechubur LaKarka. Why over here by Trumas and Maestros and Gittin do we say that even when it's on a stand, it's still Chayav and Trumas and Maestros, if it's still the soil below it? So Moshe Soloveitchik explains, not because it's still considered Mechubur LaKarka, but rather because it's Yonek Min HaKarka. And it's Shayach to have something which is not Mechubur LaKarka, and therefore you Chayav for Tolish when you pick it up off the ground, but it's still going to be Yonek Min HaKarka, and therefore it's going to be Chayav and Trumas and Maestros even after you pick it up and put it on a stand suspended above the ground. It's like what?
Sorry, through the air?
Yeah, Yonik is through the air, right. Whereas Mechubur LaKarka apparently is only if it's touching the ground.
Right.
Whereas Yonikam in a karka, which is what you need for Trumas and Maestros, is even through the air, mm-hmm. as long as it's a direct line from the soil below to the hole above. So Shabbos is totally on Mechubur, touching the ground, whereas Trumas and Maestros is totally on Yonika.
So he's saying against Rashi and Tosfos and saying that he actually is Chayav de Areisa?
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
So he said over the Gemara, I guess, and so
Kwan Rambam, yes, clearly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, unlike Rashi and Tosfos, right, correct.
Is that a machlokas in Mitzias, this thing about the Yanika through the air?
Both Rambam and Tosfos agree that the Atzitz that's suspended above the ground would be Yonek Min HaKarka. How you understand Yonek Min HaKarka? I'm not sure what the pshat in that is. You know, why is it that an Atzitz Nakuv, which is suspended above the ground and has a hole in the bottom of it, is chayav and Trumas and Maestros? What does that mean, Yanika? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the Yanika really means. I'm not sure. I don't know. That's the Moshe Soloveitchik pshat to answer the Rambam, who clearly disagrees with Rashi and with Tosfos.
For Shabbos that says it's Meiriach Lachluchis HaKarka.
Meiriach, say again?
That Ayidei HaNekev Shemeiriach Lachluchis HaKarka.
The moisture of the soil that ascends somehow will come into contact with the soil in the Atzitz Nakuv.
Whatever that means, yeah.
Okay, not sure, I don't know. Alright.
Good.
Shmuel Rozovsky points out that if you look at the bottom Rashi of Zayin Amabez, when Rabbi Zera wanted to suggest that the machlokas that Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda have with regard to a get, with regard to a Trumas and Maestros on soil, on a boat, on a river, would also apply to Trumas and Maestros in a flower pot. So Rashi says, what's the machlokas? Lirabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, Avira Kiman Deman Chadami. According to the Rabbanon, says Rashi, according to Bezera, when it's suspended in the air, it's like it's Man Chadami. It's like it's what?
Put down
on the ground. Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going to be chayev in Meiser min HaTorah until it actually is put down on the ground. So what's Rashi saying? The machlokas here is according to Zera. Zera is saying that the machlokas Rabban Rabbi Yehuda would be the following. You have Otis Nakov suspended above the ground. Do we view it as if it is put down on the ground and it's already chayev in Tumas Meisers right now? Or do we say that no, that it's not chayav in Shemes and Maisos until it's actually put down on the ground. So,
is that like whether the platform is an extension of the ground?
Meaning, the machlokas is, to be chayav in Shemes and Maisos, does it have to be literally on the ground? Or do we say no, simply suspended above the ground is as if it's on the ground? Right? So what do you see from this Rashi? How is he explaining the Machlokas or Banan Abihuda according to Bezera? The way he sees Pshat in this Rashi is that it seems like they're not disputing whether there is a Yanikam in Hakaka or not. Right? Seems like the machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is, does it have to be put down on the ground actually, physically, or is the fact that it's suspended make it as if it is put down on the ground? And what he suggests is that the Pshat of Rashi is that if you look at the Rabbanan, the fact that it's suspended above the ground is sufficient to be mechayev and trumas and maestros, right? As if it were down the ground itself. Now, why is hanging from the air is good enough to be chayav and trumas and maestros?
Yanika,
presumably, right? What else is there? That's all there is, right? Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, Rabbi Yehuda says, yanika is not enough. It's got to be actually down the ground. So, Shmuel Zlotsky says, Rashi didn't say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the problem is it's not yonik menakaka until it's down the ground. Rashi doesn't mention anything about yanika, implying that even Rabbi Yehuda concedes that there is yanika when it's suspended in the air. Just that Rabbi Yehuda holds that yanika alone is not enough. In addition to yanika, it has to be down on the ground itself. Right? Because Rashi could have, and perhaps should have, just said, Machlokas is there yanika in a karka if it's suspended or not? He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that Machlokas is whether there is yanika or not yanika when it's suspended from the air. Implying, according to everybody, there is yanika. Only Shaila is that Yanika enough? According to Rabbanan, Yanika is enough. It's Yonik Menakarka, and therefore, it's Chayav Shemesim Amaisus. According to Yehuda, Yanika is not enough. It has to actually be put down on the ground itself.
Why should that make for a difference? If you're having Yanika either way.
Right, right.
If I didn't think there was Yanika to the air, that I would understand.
Right, right, right. Once there's Yanika, why is that not enough? So, parallel according to Yehuda, to be Chayav Shemesim Amaisus, Rabbi Zera is saying, Yanika is not sufficient. What more would you need now? That's the question. What is he gaining by putting it down on the ground?
Right.
What is he gaining?
Maybe it's a higher form of Yanika?
That's the question. What is he gaining by putting it down on the ground? If he holds it as Yanika, even when it's suspended, and still he holds you have to put it down on the ground to be chayav in terms of maestros, why is that? What are you gaining?
It sounds like we're promoting salvation, because there's some sort of problem.
So you're saying that he Mamsh requires Mechubar for Trumas and Maestros. Is that what you're saying?
The difference between putting place down and Mechubar? Is there...
I mean, you could argue that putting it down directly is Mechubar.
Right.
And then maybe he requires Mechubar for Trumas and Maestros. Mm-hmm. Right, you could suggest that. That's true. That's true. Would that work? Perhaps. Perhaps he holds it in Mamsh Mechubar Lekarka. Therefore, it has to be down on the ground itself. Unique is not enough. You need actually Mechubar. So along the lines of the Chilik of Moshe, like we said before, mm-hmm. That might be Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel Zlotsky's Pshat is slightly different. He phrases it as follows. I mean, could be he's working that Pshat as well. He says, yeah, maybe Pshat is that. Kornav Yehuda has to be Mechubar as well. But why would you need a chubur? So
maybe it's a stronger form of yanika.
Right. So he says that when it's on the ground itself, then that's when you can call it gedule karka. You know, that it's growing from the ground. Right, so presumably Behuda holds you need mechubra lekarka to be chayav and trumas and maestros. And that might be necessary because if you want to deem this produce to be growing from the ground, the lekarka can't just be nyonik, it has to actually be mechubra lekarka. That perhaps is what we're talking about here according to Rashi in Rav Zeira, the machlokas of Yudon Rabbanon. But clearly there's a very, very important distinction to bear in mind that there's two different dinim when it comes to Altis Nakov. One is Yanika, which is what is critical for Trumas and Maestros, at least according to Rabbanon. And one is Mechubar, which is what is critical for Hilchos Shabbos. And maybe you could say it would be critical according to Rav Zeira's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda that you need Mechubar for Trumas and Maestros as well. Okay, that's very, very basic two dinim here that are important to keep in mind. Okay, any haras on that before we on the Gemara? Okay, let's just maybe finish on the Gemara a little bit more, just so we can get to the two dots here. It's all the same sugya. On the Chesem et Aleph, the Gemara says, Rav Nach, so until now we've had these two brisos that disagree as to whether a get on a boat in a river in Eretz Yisrael is like Eretz Yisrael or not. The Gemara suggested that it was a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon whether a boat on a river is considered like Eretz Yisrael, they got Trumas and Maestros or not. Comes with Nachman by Yitzchak and he says no. Binoharos de Eretz Yisrael dekuli amar lo pligi. If the boat was on a river in Eretz Yisrael, everyone would agree that it's considered part of Eretz Yisrael for purposes of Mufana Nechta. Ela ki pligi biyam hagadol. The machlokus is only when the boat is on the Mediterranean. What's the machlokus? Machlokus very simply is, he's going to explain, a boat on the Mediterranean opposite Eretz Yisrael, is that considered like it's in Eretz Yisrael territory or not? How far does Eretz Yisrael extend onto the sea? The Tanya will end in a braisa. Ezehu Eretz ve'ezehu Chutz La'aretz. What's considered Eretz Yisrael? What's considered Chutz La'aretz? Kol shesha fe'a v'yored miturei amnon v'lefnim. Whatever is on the southern side, Rashi explains, of the mountain, Turei Amnon, Har Har, which is the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael, whatever is south of that is Eretz Yisrael. Miturei Amnon v'luchutz, whatever is north of that mountain, is Chutz La'aretz. Hanisin Shebayam, how about the islands that are out on the Mediterranean? Roan, O son, you view them, ki'ilu chut Masuach, as if there was a line drawn, a string pulled taut, literally. Alehem, past them. Miturei Amnon ad Nacha Mitzrayim. From the northernmost point of Turei Amnon until the southernmost point of Nachal Mitzrayim. Menachut v'lifnim, Eretz Yisrael. Whatever is within that imaginary line is part of Eretz Yisrael. Minachutz v'luchutz, chutz la'aretz. Whatever is outside of that imaginary line is chutz la'aretz. What does this mean? We all know that Eretz Yisrael has a slope, you know, slopes downward, right? So if you draw an imaginary line from the northernmost point, and then the bottom slopes outward, so the southernmost point of Eretz Yisrael is somewhere down here. So draw an imaginary line diagonally from the northernmost border point down across the Mediterranean to the southernmost border point. Whatever island is within the Mediterranean, close, between that imaginary line and the coastline, is considered Eretz Yisrael. Whatever is beyond that imaginary line, out toward the west, is Chutz La'aretz. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kol shekeneged Eretz Yisrael, whatever is opposite Eretz Yisrael, harehu ke'Eretz Yisrael, is like Eretz Yisrael, even beyond that point to the west. Now, how far does that go? Shneva, the pasuk says, Ugrulyam, the border of the sea line, v'hayolachem hayam hagadol, ugvul, the great sea should be your border. Zeyolachem ugvulyam, this should be the border of the sea. V'hanisin shevetz dadin, and the islands off to the side. Roan osan ki luchut masuach alehin. You look as if there was a line drawn, a string pulled past them. Mikafluria v'ayamukainis, from the northernmost city of Kafluria, straight out westward, all the way out. to the ocean. Uminacham Etzrayim va'ayom ha'kainas. And from the southernmost point of Nacham Etzrayim all the way out until the ocean. Minachut v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael, minachut v'lechutz chutz la'aretz. Whatever is between those two lines is Eretz Yisrael. Whatever is either north or south of those lines is chutz la'aretz. What?
Italy?
Well, I guess Italy is part of the mainland of Europe. But let's say you had Cyprus. Where does Cyprus come out?
Yep.
Right?
Cyprus probably due west.
So, right, according to Yehuda, it's a very fascinating shitam. He says that if you have your coastline here of Eretz Yisrael, and your northernmost point is Kafluri over here, southernmost point is Nacham Yisrael here, you draw a line westward, just straight out, across the sea, all the way to the ocean. Whatever is in between those two lines, which is opposite Eretz Yisrael, due west of Eretz Yisrael, is Eretz Yisrael. That's pretty big Kiddush, you know. Sicily, Sardinia, where the Zardinians out there?
Sardinia.
I meant to look at the map downstairs to see exactly what comes out, you know, what we can claim for Eretz Yisrael. At least according to Yehuda, anyways. That's the machlokas for Yehuda and the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon say, for Rabbanon, hi ugvul my avdalei, what do they do with this pasuk ugvul, the extra word ugvul in the pasuk? Now they said that simply comes to tell you that the islands that are within their imaginary line are part of Eretz Yisrael. But Yehuda says, no, Nisan lo tzrichikra, the islands that are so close to Eretz Yisrael, you don't need a pasuk to include. In other words, it's machlokas appearing in the Rabbanon. Very simple machlokas. The islands off the coast in the Mediterranean. According to the Rabbanon, only those that are within the imaginary diagonal line drawn from the northernmost point to the southernmost point of Eretz Yisrael, between that line and the coast, are Eretz Yisrael. According to Yehuda, all the way out to the west, whatever is due west of Eretz Yisrael is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the machlokas in the two brises we had before is simply this. One brise said a boat on which a get is written, it's as if it's in Eretz Yisrael. One boat said a get on which, one brise said a get written on a boat is if it's not in Eretz Yisrael. What's the machlokas? Says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, very simply. Thank you. The machlokas is, if you're on the Mediterranean, due west of Eretz Yisrael, beyond the imaginary diagonal line of the Rabbanon, within the territory that would be considered Eretz Yisrael according to Yehuda, that's the Machlokas. Is it Eretz Yisrael? Is it not? Hence you have two brisos. Okay, I guess we can leave it here. Next week, regular?